All too often, we talk about senior girls, and that's it. But what about the guys? They deserve great photos, too. And in today's episode, we're going to talk all about the senior guy experience, how it's different from the girls, how it's the same, and what we should be doing to make sure that we give them an excellent senior portrait experience. Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Let's hear it for the guys. Okay, who else thinks of that song from the 80s, "Let's Hear It for the Boy"? I'm so dating myself here, but I actually had a cheerleading dance to this, and I can still remember every move. But today, we're not talking about a song. We're talking about the boys, or the senior guys, to be exact. When it comes to senior photography, senior girls are the majority of what we photograph. Is that a true statement for you? It is for me. But that doesn't mean the guys aren't potential clients for us. A lot of times we forget about the guys. We concentrate solely on the girls because, well, we know they want to have their photos taken. And when it comes to senior guys, sometimes they don't want to have their photos taken. It can make us nervous when it comes to senior guys. We can get stressed because we don't photograph them as much as the girls, so we wonder, do I know what I'm doing when it comes to a senior guy? I get it. Guys can be a little different than the girls. Let's face it, senior guys are probably not super stoked to have their photos taken. Unlike the girls, guys probably don't have a ton of outfits picked out. They probably don't have a Pinterest board full of ideas, including locations, clothing, poses, hair and makeup. It's probably not even the guy's idea to have the photos taken in the first place. Most likely, their mom is making them do the photo shoot. But senior guys shouldn't make you nervous because they are clients too, and we should be giving them the best experience we can, just tailored to a guy instead of a girl. And whether they are the ones prompting the photo shoot or not, senior guys, they still want to look good and they still want great photos. Let's repeat the saying together. Senior boys are super fun and we should not be nervous to take their photos. Let's say it again. Senior boys are super fun and we should not be nervous to take their photos. Some of you may be thinking, what is she even talking about? I love taking photos of senior guys. But I know, because I've heard from many of you, that guys scare you a little bit. A lot of times it's just the matter of we just aren't used to taking photos of senior guys. And when we're not used to doing something, we can get a little anxious, right? I myself have two boys, so I have some experience in this department. When they were little, I could make them pose for photos all day long. Well, those days are gone. But my oldest is going to be a senior this year, and whether he likes it or not, he is getting senior photos taken. I think the trick with guys is to understand their mindset about the whole thing and understand what they want out of their senior photo experience. To be honest, treating every single senior, whether a girl or a guy, like an individual and planning their session specific to that person is really the key in giving each client the best possible experience. When it comes to the guys, I always keep in mind that they are not the driving force behind the shoot. Most often, guys are not the one looking for a photographer for their senior portraits and aren't really the ones requesting that they get their photos taken. It's the mom. So with that in mind, make sure you are creating an experience the guy will be pleasantly surprised by and photos the mom will love since she is also our client. For the guys, the experience is all about having fun and getting the shots in as little time as possible. Unlike girls, guys are not interested in spending hours shooting, changing outfits a ton of times, and they don't need to sit through hair and makeup. When it comes to senior guys, we still want to remember to create an amazing experience that they will love. And maybe even more so, because remember, they probably didn't request the shoot in the first place, so it is even more important to exceed their expectations so they do tell their friends about you. Because believe it or not, they talk just like the girls, and they want awesome photos too. Let's go through the process of working with senior guys. First, the inquiry. In my experience, this typically comes from the mom. In all my years of being a senior photographer, I have never had a guy inquire about a session. If you have, that's awesome. For me, it's the mom. So I want to treat her inquiry like any other inquiry and make a personal connection. I do this with the girls too, because it is a lot harder to not book a photographer if that photographer has taken the time to make a personal phone call. On the call, I explain the process and overview of pricing, again, just like with the girls. I then explain that I will follow up the phone call with a detailed email that gives them the exact same information in an easy-to-read welcome guide. I will also let the mom know that I will send her the available dates in the email and let her know what the next step is in booking. The second step is the Senior Guy Inquiry Magazine, or welcome guide. Just like the girls, I like to send a digital welcome guide that is not only visually appealing, but gives my potential clients tons of information to help them make a decision on hiring me for their son's senior photos. The guide includes a message from me, the process, the pricing, location options, what to wear suggestions, and tons of photos of guys. That's the trick. We cannot expect to book senior guy photos if we're only showing girls, right? We have to show what we want to shoot. And if you only want to ever book senior girls, that is awesome. But when it comes to senior guys, we've got to show them what we can do for them. They need to see themselves in our marketing materials. And that is why your senior guy guide needs to be full of photos of guys. So if you don't have photos of guys to show off, do just like you do with the girls and go out and ask someone to model for you. Create that content to show it off. By sending this digital welcome guide, the moms will be super impressed with the amount of info you provide when you send this guide. The third step is to prepare my clients and communicate before the shoot. Just like with the girls, I want to make sure my senior guys and their moms are super informed, and I provide info that will answer any question they may have before they even ask it. The worst thing we can do is to not prepare our clients. I've heard many complaints over the years of, well, my client didn't bring the right clothes, and my client didn't do this or that, and it's on us to make sure we prepare them so those things don't happen. And when it comes to guys, we have to really work a little harder to prepare them because they're even less comfortable and experienced when it comes to photo shoots. The girls, yeah, they probably don't have their photos taken every day, but they're definitely a little more aware of having photos taken than probably the guys are. When our clients have to wonder, or when senior guys have to wonder, they get stressed or become less interested and really probably think that we're not all that professional. So any and all information you can provide is helpful and will make your senior guys come into this session not only well-informed, but totally prepared and less anxious about what to expect. I have a senior guy client lounge, just like for the girls, which is a private page on my website that I send my clients to that give them all kinds of information, such as hair and skincare advice, props that work best, location options, wardrobe advice, including what to wear and what not to wear, aka the same type of shirt, just in a different color. tell me your senior guys do the same thing. I mean, I get it because unfortunately guys don't have the variety that girls do, but three button-down shirts are not really considered variety. I also make sure I communicate leading up to the shoot and on the day of the shoot, just like I do with the girls. A simple text checking in lets them know that everything is good for the photo shoot. The fourth step is the actual shoot. This is where you have to make sure you are continuing to give the guys a great experience, but it might be slightly different than the girls. With the girls, it's all about the hair and makeup and the wardrobe and making them look and feel pretty. With the guys, it's about making sure they don't feel silly, keeping things masculine, and maybe working even harder on the posing side of things, because even though girls are not always the most comfortable in front of the camera, I find the guys to be a little less comfortable. So here are a few tips for photographing senior guys. Number one, be realistic with your own expectations. As senior photographers, we get excited getting the shot and finding cool locations and more. With guys, their excitement may not be quite as evident as the girls. I know for me, my senior girls get super excited, maybe even squeal a little at certain times during the shoot when we create something amazing. But with the guys, you might get a simple, "That's cool." So don't expect too much. Go into a senior guy session with the right expectations of yourself and of the guys, and you will be just fine. Number two, do a mental mind shift. If you're like me, you are most often photographing girls. You want to make the girls look pretty, pose them in flattering and feminine ways, and tell them how beautiful they are. And on top of that, if you're like me, you're a girl yourself, so we kind of automatically know how girls want to be seen in photos. But when it comes to guys, we have to shift our minds to think in terms of a guy. Poses need to be more masculine, and you want to choose different words to encourage them. Tell me if you have ever made the mistake of demonstrating a pose only to realize, oh, that's really something I would do as a girl and not something a boy would do. I know I certainly have. I catch myself about to go into a pose that a girl would do and realize mid-pose, it may not be the best pose for a guy. Number three, set their expectations. Explain the process. Let them know what you will do, that you will tell them exactly what to do during the shoot and that you won't take any more time than necessary. Let them know right off the bat that you will give them great images that they will love and make sure they look cool and confident in those images. Maybe even acknowledge, hey, I know your mom is the one that made you do this, but I promise in the end, you will love your photos. Remember, guys are even less likely to be comfortable in front of the camera, so set their minds at ease by setting their expectations up front. Number four, the length of time is important. For my senior girls, we're spending time at hair and makeup, the senior girls changing outfits several times, which takes time, and we may be changing locations a few times, which also takes time. But when it comes to the guys, they are going to get bored pretty quickly. So I want to make sure to maximize their attention and get as many great shots as possible in a little less time. The guys don't typically change outfits a ton. They don't need tons and tons of photos. So make sure you are giving your senior guys what they want and need, but in a smaller amount of time. They will appreciate it, I promise. Number five, location matters. Guys want to look cool in their senior photos, and a location can help with that. Finding a cool location that provides variety that you can use with posing is key. You want to make sure your location has places to sit, such as stairs, a curb, or even a rock or a log, or things to lean against, such as a wall or a column. Number six, talk to them. During the shoot, you want to make sure you are communicating and talking throughout the entire shoot. You don't want a ton of silence because they will start to feel like they are doing something wrong. You want to make sure you put them at ease, be real with them, and ask them questions. Ask about their hobbies and activities, where they are going to college, and more. Getting them talking and creating conversation will help ease any awkwardness, and you will get genuine reactions and expressions. Number seven, include their favorite activities. I have found that nothing makes a guy more comfortable than being able to show off his hobbies. They spend tons of time playing sports or playing an instrument, working on their car or truck or whatever activity they love. By incorporating that into their session, they are doing something they love, which automatically helps them feel more at ease. You can let them play the instrument and get a ton of action shots, or have them pose with their sports equipment or on the field that they play that sport, and they will immediately feel comfortable in front of the camera. The best thing we can do when it comes to photographing senior guys is to do some for fun. Get some experience photographing a guy. Create some amazing images to share and start promoting that your senior photography is not just for the girls. Remember, we have to show what we want to shoot and let the guys know that we're here to photograph them too. Instead of dreading a senior guy session because you aren't as familiar with it as a girl senior session, go out and get some experience. Use the tips shared in this episode and be sure to create an amazing experience for the guys just like you do for the girls. And don't go into a session thinking that just because it's a guy doesn't mean you won't make a big sale. I have made just the same amount of money, if not more, on senior guy sessions as senior girl sessions. Moms will love those images no matter whether it's their son or their daughter. So do not have this misconception that senior guys aren't profitable. We all know that girls talk, but guess what? The boys do too. So you want to make sure that you make your senior guy clients feel confident, look cool, and have fun during their senior session so they rave to their friends and get even more senior guys booking you for their senior photo shoots. To continue the conversation about photographing senior guys, be sure to head on over to the free Facebook community, Seniorology Community, and share some of your favorite senior guy images. This is a great place to meet other photographers, get advice, and share your wins. And if you're looking for more education on posing, including posing senior guys, the Senior Posing Academy will open its doors soon. It's a complete online course that includes not only lessons on posing senior girls, but also posing senior guys. You can add your name to the waitlist to be the first to know when the doors open by going to www.seniorology.com/pose waitlist. And if you haven't already, be sure to grab the free posing guide, One Pose 50 Ways, at seniorology.com/senior pose. And if you want even more education on how to market your senior photography business, including marketing to guys just like the girls, social media, email marketing, pricing, in-person sales, all the things, then be sure to go and visit www.seniorology.com/semester. The 6-month coaching program will open its doors July 27th. It is already halfway full and there's only 5 spots left. So if you're looking for someone to guide you, hold your hand, give you a little push if needed, maybe a little tough love, help you in every aspect of building a successful senior photography business where you become the go-to senior photographer in your area, the senior semester is for you. Again, it opens doors July 27th, but you can go get on that wait list at seniorology.com/semester. I will be back next week with an all new episode. As always, let me know if you like this episode. I would love for you to leave a comment, a review, tag me on Instagram, and I will feature you on our story. Until next week, have a great week, guys, and I will see you soon.